The reading today is taken from Luke 7, verses 1 to 10. When Jesus had finished saying all this in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and that one, 'Come,' and he comes. And I say to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith, even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Would you come and help me? Because, as Warren said, I don't have a big army of helpers and things, and it's lonely up here. So, please come and have a seat on this lovely carpet. I know we've got some children in. Here they come. Hey, have a seat. Make yourselves at home. Oh, lovely, and thanks for helping me. So, let's have the first slide up, because what we're looking at today is the story of Jesus and the centurion. And that, as if by magic, there it is, Luke 7, 1 to 10. So first of all, we've got to decide, where are we in the story of Jesus? So it says that it's after he was speaking. Now in Luke chapter 7, it's at the end of the equivalent of the Sermon on the Mount. So Jesus will be doing a lot of teaching, and then he goes to a town called Capernaum. And Capernaum is near Nazareth, where Jesus grew up. And it says that in Capernaum there was a centurion. We can still leave the slide up if it'll stay up. Brilliant, thank you. Yeah, keep it on there rather than on me. Much better. So what's a centurion? Well, you can see he's a centurion is a Roman soldier. And he looked after a century of men, around 100 men. So he was an officer within the Roman army. And they'd taken over Judea, the country where the Jews lived. And he was in charge, basically. He could do what he liked. He was the kind of little ruler, and law and enforcement and everything. So what do we learn from this centurion? Well, we learn that he had a servant who wasn't well, and he valued this servant really highly. And so he sent some elders from the synagogue, from the Jews, to see Jesus and say, "Would you come and heal my servant?" And then amazing things happened. Now, the first thing we learn is written on a piece of paper, and it's in one of these envelopes. I've got five envelopes today, and I need somebody to open this one for me. Oh, stand straight up. Would you open that for me? So the first thing we learn from the centurion is in here, and as soon as you've opened it, if you can read it, that's even better. It is in there somewhere. Hey, good lad. Oh, yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, very good. Recycle the rubbish.
A heart of love.
Thank you. A heart of love. Now, where does it say that? It says it in verses 4 and 5. So, adults, if you have it open, let's see what it says. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." Now, that's amazing, isn't it? This is a man who has power of life and death over the people in that town, but he decides to love them. And not only does he love them, but he builds their church, the equivalent of their church, so that they can worship in there. The centurion clearly has a heart of love. What's the next thing that we learn from the centurion? Who's next? No, let's take one of the girls. There you go. Would you like to open that for me? Oh, well done. Go on, rip it open. Pretend it was like a birthday card. There it is. Ooh, that's a lot. There's a lot of words on there, isn't it? Now, that's a brilliant thing for a little girl to read, that, isn't it? Next one. An attitude of humility. Gosh, what does that mean? Well, let's see what it says first. Verses, 6 to 7a. So it says, "So he went with them. And he was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, 'Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you.'" What it means is that the centurion, he was a really humble man. Now, it's amazing actually that, isn't it, when you think about it? Because the centurion was, if we think of where they stood in social circles, you've got the centurion who was the lord and master of that place. He was high up in the Roman army. He was a man of authority and a man of respect that people would go to for advice and things. Probably quite wealthy as well because he got paid more than the normal soldiers. But what was Jesus? Jesus had no home. He had no money. He had what he stood up in. He wandered around in social circles. He was down here somewhere. And yet the centurion said, "I am not worthy to even come and see you, Jesus. I don't even deserve for you to come to see me." He had an attitude of being humble, putting others first. That's an amazing thing. What a centurion this is. I wonder what the third thing is. It's getting exciting now, isn't it? Here's the third thing we learn from the centurion. Well done, Daniel. Yeah, well done, well read. It says, an understanding of being under authority. And that's 7b and 8. Let's read 8. We'll come back to 7b. "For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell one, go, and he goes. And I say, this one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." He understood authority. Isn't that an amazing thing? Wouldn't it be marvellous if he just went, "Bring me a cup of tea," and a cup of tea arrives. "Bring me my slippers," and my slippers arrive. Wouldn't that be marvellous to have authority? Or to say, "You, go over there and stand there," and they go over there and stand there. That's amazing, isn't it? He understood authority. But he was also under authority as well. He had what's called a tribune who would tell him what to do as well. He fully understood what authority was. And yet he's going to Jesus to ask him to do things. So all of these things are really important. A heart of love, an attitude of humility, an understanding of being under authority. But none of those things actually save the servant. It's something slightly different to that. And that's in envelope 4. Who hasn't opened one? You haven't opened one. There you are.
Do you want me to take the rubbish?
So I'll get rid of those.
Thank you.
Oh, real suspense now. They're on tenterhooks to see what this is. I can see it in your faces. I can see some people nodding. I think they're nodding off. Oh, that's
faith in Jesus, love, humility, and authority.
Well done. Thank you very much. So let's see what the fourth thing is. What we see is that Jesus saw in the centurion that he had faith in Jesus' love, humility, and authority. And we see that in verse 9, where Jesus says, it says, when Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, I tell you, I have not found such great faith, even in Israel. I wonder why he said that. Well, perhaps it's because in verse 2 he said he'd heard about Jesus, and perhaps he'd heard about Jesus' miracles, because even before chapter 7, in verses 1 to 6, Jesus has performed many miracles. He's made people who were blind able to see. He's cured somebody who couldn't walk. He's cured a blind man, a deaf man. He's cured all sorts of ailments, somebody with a withered hand, and it was made right. And so he's heard those things. But perhaps the key is in 7b. Because the centurion said to Jesus, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. Perhaps what he saw in Jesus was Jesus' love and compassion to carry out all of those miracles. Perhaps he saw his humility, that Jesus was God, but he gave up heaven and came to live amongst us. And he even died on a cross for us. That is humility in the extreme. And perhaps he understood authority, that Jesus had authority over life and death and illness. And so was able to say to him, Jesus, you just say the word and it'll be put right. He'll be healed. So, next slide. The centurion had a heart of love, an attitude of humility, an understanding of being under authority. But he also had, and most importantly, faith in Jesus Christ, in his love, in his humility, in his authority. And so, next slide. It's the same for us too. That's what we need to do, to have faith in Jesus' love, in his humility, in his authority. People say to me sometimes, I don't have a lot of faith, Steve. My faith is quite small. And in a way, that doesn't matter. It's who do you have your faith in? Because there's nobody greater than Jesus. And he has power over life and death. But why is it so important? Next and final slide. Because what we really learn from the centurion is that faith in Jesus saves. Verse 10. The men who had been sent returned to the house, found the servant well. The faith that the centurion had in Jesus made the servant well. Gave him life, rescued him from death. That all rings a bell with us, doesn't it, as Christians, that Jesus' death on the cross gave us life, saves us from death. But as we're Christians, we need to be like the centurion, more Christ-like in our hearts. Are our hearts really flooded with love for one another? Have attitudes of humility to put others first, to love our neighbour as ourselves. And an understanding of who Jesus is. And if we have those things, then we will live for him and stand firm when he returns. Now, I said there were 5 envelopes, didn't I? So we've had 1, 2, 3, 4. I know what it is. Yes, so Jesus gave life. I can't do that. But I can give chocolate buttons. Hey! If you don't win the crowd over with the word, get some chocolate buttons. I'll tell you what, I'll keep them for now, and at the end of the service, come and see me and I'll give you a bag, so if your parents allow it. Okay, and if you haven't come up, kids, I'll bring one to you, and any big kids as well. Okay, let me pray as we come to the end. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this story of the centurion who had a heart of love. He had an attitude of humility, and he had an understanding of being under authority. We thank you for that example for us too. Give us hearts of love. Let our hearts be flooded with your love. Give us attitudes of humility to put others first and not think so greatly of ourselves. And Father, give us an understanding of the authority of Jesus over all things, and in him we put our trust at all times. And we praise you, Father, for all these great messages. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, children. If you'd like to take your seats again, and I'll make sure you get a bag of these later on, okay?